recording going for the audio. Welcome back to another episode of the EDC podcast. Hold on, yep. Is it picking up on me real quick? I think it is. Should be. We are back though. We are back, man. I feel like I haven't been truthful with y'all, man. I'm holding up my end of the bargain. It's been stuff happening though, like it ain't been on the like, oh F y'all type, you mean? F the pod, F all this, I ain't really trying, you mean? It really just been like, it just really been like things going on, holding me back. Oh, let's see, that's pretty negative. Just holding me up, you know what I'm saying? Like, holding me up. Some stuff is going to hold me up, working. I told y'all family, growing, you know? Got the power down there, it's growing. It's here, it's active. I have been keeping up with my vlogging though, which is fire. Like I just finished the video. See Jones in the back. I got a gig coming up tomorrow. I never did like an inventory things before, so I kind of took that rule. My last video, maybe the next Jones might be the actual gig. Break that down into two separate videos. I got a lot of footage on my camera, so I got to break that down as soon as I'm done the podcast tonight. I was trying to get the Braves on here though for this podcast, so I'm gonna see what's going on with that. But yo. Things have been happening. I'm not one to follow, like, things for, like, hot topics or, like, hot takes or anything like that. But it's been some things happening in the world, man. Number one, apparently Francis Ngannou just got slept by Anthony Joshua. Francis Ngannou just got slept by Anthony Joshua, if you guys haven't heard. You know, so if you keep up with boxing, you know who Anthony Joshua is. If you keep up with UFC, usually you know who Francis Ngannou is. You usually kind of dip between the two, so you probably know who both of them are. But if you don't, Anthony Joshua has been a brother. Has like he when he was coming in, he was supposed to be the next guy. He was supposed to be the next, you know, heavyweight champ that everyone looks at. You know, they was building him like that. Even though he from overseas, they was building him as if like, and this is not to stretch it out to say, oh, they thought he was gonna be this. But they were building him to be a Muhammad Ali type. You know, kinda felt like. So it was like it was just a dude that was clean cut that was just trying to come up. This is our champion type guy, right? And I was pulling for Anthony Joshua. Pulling for him heavy, you know, and I hope he actually get better at, like, and this is me humbly speaking, clearly, the boy is a professional fighter, but I'm a boxing fan, man, and I hope he becomes better at boxing, because, like, I feel like he can thrive in that, like, his vibe, not his vibe, but, like, his, he carries himself very well to where he could, like, if he actually made it to that point, the point that I was trying to say, if he made it to that point where he is the people's champ, he's like carrying it on, he's holding boxing at his height, and he's carrying, like, he could have carried the sport himself. Like, Tyson's not doing it. Tyson's really not going to do it. Anthony Joshua was supposed to be that. He was supposed to be the guy that can carry that sport. You know what I'm saying? He could have did that. So I feel like he could have got there, but he's a guy that came up, and he actually lost it to Andy Ruiz. And watching that fight, it's like, nothing against Andy Ruiz. Anthony Joshua, your build, if you're taking boxing, if you're boxing, you taking it to the soul, to the spirit. Like, it's not just like a thing you do. If you actually a boxer, you should not lose that fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, not, and this is not to discredit Andy Ruiz. It's just like, yo, and I'm not even talking about being in shape and all. I'm just saying, as far as reach, height, athleticism you have naturally. Like, you, there's no, like, how? Like, he outboxed you. That's what happened, basically. That's what I'm saying. So, like, that's where his drop was at. His drop was there, and then it kind of was apparent as if he was, like, dipping and dodging from Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, who didn't fight at the time. They didn't fight yet. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure they didn't fight yet by the time Anthony Joshua lost to, or they could have got they could have did their first joint, honestly. But anyway, it still was like they were the two top dogs or three top dogs before, you know, pre Andy Ruiz, and it was kind of being perceived as Anthony Joshua was kind of like hiding and ducking from them. So it was like, damn. So because that was the perception, and then he loses to Andy Ruiz the way he do. You know, you looking at Anthony Joshua like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you not the guy at all, champ. What's going on here? What we working with? Like, you lose one fight, you downhill, like, you ain't going to come back from that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that kind of is the perception of Anthony Joshua. That's why, so I honestly haven't been, like, even looking toward his direction for the longest time when it comes to boxing. And I'm telling you all that to say, Francis Ngannou is a total different story. Francis Ngannou is a dude, hands of stone, knocking people out left and right in the UFC. He's been a problem. He left the UFC to pursue boxing for the bread, it seems like. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know the dude's story like that, but he leaves UFC because of the money issue. Not money issue, but literally, like, he feels like he should be getting paid more, blah, 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 blah. Leaving out the UFC because he doesn't feel like getting fair wages. I'm assuming that's what happened. That's what it looked like. That's what was sold. You know what I'm saying? UFC people, y'all can help me out with that a little bit better, but that's what happened, for real. So, he in boxing. You see him training with Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? He did the exhibition against Tyson Fury. You know how his own puts Tyson Fury on the mat. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we here. Tyson Fury got the win. But that's Tyson Fury. He's supposed to get the win. He top dog. That's Tyson Fury. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. This came in light work. You know what I'm saying? I gave him some work. You know what I'm saying? That's how he came in it. That's how he came in the boxing match. And we were just like, okay, Francis. He probably got the power now. He working with Mike. Mike gonna give him that, you know what I'm saying? Mike gonna give him that work. You gonna train him up. So Mike trains him up, and like now, apparently, Anthony Joshua comes back. And I feel like let me say it first. Anthony Joshua comes and puts him to sleep. You know, where the memes are about to go crazy. This big, powerful brother who came into boxing, gave Tyson Fury some work. Anthony Joshua comes and puts him to sleep. You know, and I feel like Anthony Joshua has been blessed with an opportunity right now. Been blessed. Because this is not just this is a guy who just, you know, stepped into the boxing realm of, like, champions. You know, he coming from a different sport, totally. It's not like he coming through, he had to fight Andy, he had to fight all the other heavyweights just to come through in his jaw and say, oh, I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Deontay been on his slump and everything like that. It ain't like he come through Deontay. He came straight to Tyson, and now he jumping to Anthony Joshua, who's been relatively non-existent. And Anthony Joshua puts this powerful brother down. Second round puts him down. So, like, I feel like Anthony Joshua has been directly blessed with a second chance to actually make a run and being, like, a boxing guy. Like, he could make a run and be, like, a great again, I feel like. I feel as though. Because, again, if he spent that time of when he was relatively non-existent becoming like us, yo, like imagine he spent time with Floyd. Imagine he go and spend time with Floyd and he's just like, oh, defense is there now. I'm better at boxing. Not necessarily just being good in the ring and fighting and you got hands. You just so happen to be better than the next dude that fight. If he becomes a boxer, bro, he could be that guy. I'm a boxer fan, man. I love boxers. Like, a lot of people watch boxing because they want to be entertained by a fight. I'm not just entertained by the fight. Like, I'm entertained by a dude who actually mastered the craft of boxing. So clearly I'm like a Floyd Mayweather fan. I'm like a Bud Crawford fan. I'm a, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love boxing. Like, Canelo been cooking ever since, you know. So I love watching boxers, like, go to work is cool, bro. It's a cool thing. It's a science. It's three science for sure. So, like, I feel as though if Anthony Joshua had ever stepped away, if he stepped away for that time, if he stepped away for that short time, I'm sorry, that jump kind of lagged out. But I feel as though if Anthony Joshua stepped away for that short time and he's coming back now saying, yo, I'm a boxer. And this is far-fetched. He could totally have been like, I just took a break mentally. Now I'm here. But, if he comes back and just goes, I became a boxer while I was gone. I became a boxer while I was gone. It's over. I want him to fight Tyson Fury right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want him to be that guy because, like, I honestly don't see nobody. You got the little dudes that's going to go crazy. No offense to it, but, like, you got the smaller guys, like the Javante Davises. You know what I'm saying? What's my man? Not my man because I'm not even a fan of him. Devin Haney. Ryan Garcia. You got those guys carrying it, but heavyweights, you know, heavyweights is at work. That's where it's set at, bro. That's where it's set at, for real. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I hope that's where it is, bro. I hope we get back to that. But that's one thing that's been in there, for sure. And I don't know, man. I'm such a fan of boxing. I hope everybody like boxing as much as I do, cause it's such a good sport to be like get in tune with. I wish my mom let me box. That would have been a problem. What you want, Molly? Get up out of here, bro. Molly stay coming in here like you want attention. Then as soon as you give it to him, he smooth dip. I'm talking about you, champ. I'm talking about you, champ. Get out of here. But what else been going on in this job? Other than that, me and my wife looking at buying a house. House hunting has been a thing. And apparently, it's more stressful than you would think. Yeah, big whoop. Who would have thought? More stressful than you would have thought, man. Because, like, in a sense, you kind of want it to be kind of... Here's my thing. Here's what's messing me up right now. There's a wide belief when you're doing something like this, like making a big purchase or life decision or anything like that. There's a wide belief that if you find something in a good amount of time, if you find something in a good amount of time, in a short amount of time, something comes up and it lands in your hand, there's a belief that that's too fast. That happened. It's too fast. Because it happened too fast, in some people's minds, you know, it's not meant. And I'm not saying this like that this is the case or anything like that. I noticed that about myself within this process, that I don't adhere to that belief that if something comes in a short amount of time, it's not meant. It's not meant. I don't believe that at all because, like, I think that, it's not that I don't believe that. It's just that I think that people who use that mentality sometimes kind of tend to lean in a ideology of... What's a good way to say this? I feel like that ideology is based on a lot of this isn't good enough. You know, and I'm my mental is so fixed on... not just my mental, like my spirit, honestly, is fixed on appreciation for anything. Anything. Appreciation, like, you know, unless it's drawing, like, if I need some water, you give me some water, and it's a little droplet in there, I'm gonna be like, yo, I can't drink this water. You know what I'm saying? You can't drink that water. But, like, if it's like, I need some water, and somebody hand me one of those little styrofoam cups, and I'm dehydrated, I'm gonna be like, oh, Thank you so much. I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna look at the styrofoam cup and be like, dang, that's all you got? No, ain't no way, no way. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that's like, dang, appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? If it's more, I would love some more if it's more water out there. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna drink that. Or a better example is like if the water is hot, boiling hot. Not boiling hot, but if it's piss warm and I'm still dehydrated, I'm not one to be like, you ain't got no cold ones around? I'm drinking that water. I'm drinking that water. Now maybe that works against me sometimes. Maybe in a house buying process, it works against me in a sense to where I will like, some people would say it's settled, but I don't call it settling because I'm not comparing it to anything. You get what I mean? So maybe it can work against me in a sense, but you know, it's not a settlement for me to where like, if I'm looking for something that's like, I need a 5-car garage at this crib. I'm not going to see a nice crib and be like, oh, they're doing 3-car garage. Not doing it for me. I'm like, yeah, that's not my mental. I can never key into that. But again, maybe if I do that, it opens up, you know, the opportunity for somebody to be like, oh, yo, my cousin died. This is crib. I don't want nothing to do with it. I'm selling it for $2. Maybe I'm missing out on that thing. But I don't think that I should be. I don't know, man. It's a weird thing because it's not a right or wrong. It's just like a, you know what I'm saying? That's a real Philly thing to say. It's a real Philly thing to say. To just say, you know what I'm saying? But like, maybe it's not like a, it's just how you get them, man. It's just how you get your blessings for it. So like me, I can't see myself going like, oh, it's only 3-car garage, not 5-car. Nope. Let's keep looking. Especially if I'm eyeing how things are working around it. Like how, oh, dang, these houses are selling crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm eyeing things around it, I don't think that's drawing. But I can't rule out the possibility that I maybe shorten myself. You know what I'm saying? So like it's always there. It's always there that I could be shorting myself. And I don't know. You can lose that way. Hold on. Let me see something real quick. Avatar The Last Airbender. Live action. I don't know how I feel about watching this. I don't know if I want to watch it or not. Because the Avatar The Last Airbender has been. I just watched. What's it called? Legend of Korra? Korra? Legend of Korra? I just watched it. Not super recently, but like at least 5 months ago, 6 months ago maybe, just binged that John, and like I don't know, man. It didn't ruin the franchise for me. It was just like I could have lived without seeing it. I could have lived without seeing Legend of Korra. You know what I mean? So like I don't know. So, for the live action, it's like, I saw the One Piece live action, and I'm like, dang, I love this, John. Like, I like the One Piece live action, but I hate how they, like, harden Luffy's accent for whatever reason. Like, it's still in English. So, if you watch dub, I know some people don't like watching dub, but if you watch dub, that's the English, John. So, I would assume they base the English, John, for the Netflix series off of the dub. I would assume that, right? But Luffy has like a wild accent. I don't even know what kind of accent I would say this. Maybe it's Indian, maybe it's Hispanic, something like that. It sound Indian for sure. Let me see. But yeah, they give him the nastiest accent on that job. So, going back to the Avatar, I don't know if I want to watch it because that's a show that I don't want to ruin for myself. I was legit, I'm trying to turn my, Bull into like, watching Avatar. Whenever she do watch it, I'm just be there, open arms, welcome to the family. You know what I'm saying? Be there, open arms, welcome, my sister, welcome, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's a show, like I said, I don't want to ruin that. I don't want to ruin my relationship to that show. And I heard mixed reviews about it. So, like, I heard people say, like, oh, the like, acting's bad. I think I heard my cousin Khalif tell me that. Like, yo, the acting's bad on that, John. And I'm just like, damn. Like, all right. I get it. And I get it. I get it. Some of them are like, where do they get the actors from? Like, why are they doing this, that, blah, blah, blah. But, like, they are acting out animated series that's, like, usually over-the-top goofy. So, I can understand how you can get that perspective. But I would have to watch it to see. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to end up watching the joint anyway. I would have to watch it to see if the acting's bad or if it's just, that's just what they got to do to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you imagine, like, somebody give me an act. I'm more the thing I can act. I can act stuff out where I can, like, in my humble opinion. My humble opinion, you know what I'm saying? I'm an okay actor in my own right. So, like, you give me a scene right now. Like, what we giving him? What we gonna give him? We gonna give him Terry Crews, White Chicks, John. Did anybody tell you this is an all white party? All them Johns, I can give you something. You know what I mean? He give you what's that in that same scene? He said, "Negro, please." Hold on. Terry Crews cooked me in White Chicks. He cooked me in White Chicks. He said, "Negro, please. Can someone please get this jigaboo away from me?" I can't do that, John. I can't do that, John, straight face. Terry Crews is a fool for that, bro. Negro, please. Negro, please. Hey, yo. Oh, no, but yeah, so like, I can see how somebody give you something stupid to say. Like, or, matter of fact, I just watched New Jack City. I told y'all last time. Ice-T start punching on Wesley Snipes. Punching on him. What was his name in that joint? I forget his name. No matter how famous it is, I forget his name. Nino Brown. Start punching on Nino. He about to kill him. He's like, ooh, I want to shoot you so bad. My dick is hard. That's wild to say right there. First of all, I don't like Ice-T as an actor. But, like, still, that's a hard line to get past. No matter how bad you think somebody's acting skills is, that's a hard line to get past. I don't know if he threw that in there. Or if that was a line he gave him, just so he could show his frustration in a wild way. But that's a line that's like if you read the script out to me, you go, yo, E, line 7. This is what you're giving him right after you punch him out. Give me line 7. All you got, all your might. I'd just be like, I think I'd have done it like, I probably would have done it something like that because you punching on him. So you already worked out. I'd have done it like, man, I want to shoot you so bad. I think you saw it. That's the only way you get off. I think I did that swell. That's the only way you get off with saying something like that. That's a wild line. That's a wild line. My dick is hard. I want to shoot you so bad. That's crazy. And it's in New York. That's crazy. That's crazy to see it like that, bro. I don't know how you got that line off, but like, hey, man. As cringe as it was to watch, it was just like, alright, man. You really want to shoot him. Killed his moms, you know what I'm saying? Sorry for anybody who didn't watch it, but like, hey, man. That movie was really like, hey, man. I guess it came out the time it came out. But anyway, yeah, yo, like, the One Piece joint, I get it. So, like, Avatar, but everybody being goofy in that joint, like, Aang is super goofy. A goofy kid. Sokka's a goofy guy. Even though he's like the warrior of the bunch, he's still like the goofiest dude in the world. So like, I understand how someone could perceive the acting to be bad if it's just like they gotta be goofy. You know what I'm saying? But I would have to watch it to see if it's they gotta be goofy or if they just really bad at acting. Because I don't, cause honestly, Khalif, I don't know Khalif to be a movie connoisseur. Other than when he was kid, like I can remember watching a bunch of movies with him, but like I don't remember him to be a movie connoisseur like that. To where he's like, Oh, they killed this scene. They like, I don't know him to be that. I don't know him to be the guy to watch The Godfather. I don't know him to be the guy to watch The Godfather and say, oh, the way they did this scene. I don't know him to be that. I know I'm remotely close to it. To where I'm just like, I'm tapped in. Like, you put a movie on. If I want to watch a movie, I'm tapped in. I'm 5 minutes into the movie, I'm all in. I'm all in about whoever the character is. All in. That's just my focal point of watching something. I'm all in about the character. I'm all in about the character, the story, the how they shot it, how it gets me feeling. Like, if I'm watching Harry Potter, without magic powers, you can call me a wizard and I wouldn't be upset. Because, like, that's how in it I am. You know what I'm saying? Drumline, as a young boy, all my mom's DVDs was destroyed because of Drumline. All the, not the DVDs, but the cases. The CD cases used to be the craziest snare drum. The craziest snare drum. Ask any drummer you know, anybody who wanted to play drums or anything like that. If you was a young boy back in the day, like, I want to say, like, 2000, probably 98 to 2004, I was doing this. Dumb hard CD cases, the clear Jones, you know what I'm talking about. The Jones that crack easy. Dumb hard Jones make the nastiest snare drums. Even the plastic DVD covers, they made the nastiest snare drums. The nastiest drums. I'm going to practice them Jones all day. Easy work. Nasty snare drums, bro. So, like, yeah, man, like, any movie I watch, I pretty much can get grounded into it. Like, I have to for me to even be, like, into it. So, even when I watch The Godfather, like, I watch all three of them drawings back to back. They, like, 3-hour movies. Just so you can grasp an idea of, like, how locked in I do get. Like, they're 3-hour movies, fam. I watched all them drawings back to back like it was nothing. Like, it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know, man. I do have to watch the Avatar series, the physical joint. I know Satara started watching it, but maybe she'll watch it again if I set up, like, a night. Because we was watching the show. We was watching a show called Baddies with Satara. That joint was goofy, man. I don't like reality TV like that, but, like, because I had to watch it, you know what I'm saying? It caught my entertainment. It caught my attention for the entertainment, and I liked it. I liked it. I ain't gonna lie to you. But for the most part, the episodes were pretty much the same. They were, like, kind of running into each other. There was a lot of fight, and then, like, cliffhangers. I feel like that's what them Jones made off. They made off of drama, fighting, and cliffhangers. For the most part, that's what they meet off of. Like, they really don't. There's really nothing going on. I still don't know what they do. I think they just go around, and because of their, if I got it right, they go around on tour, like, around the country, just with what would you call them? Social media influencers. Because they have a big following, they'll take them out, go on tour with them, and go to each club and get their bread from the clubs, basically just for appearances. That's what it seems like they're doing. But for the show, for the most part of the show, they turn it up in the clubs, which is the appearances, I'm assuming. And then it's just also catching, like, catty drama that happens, which I assume some of it's written, because some of it just be off the wall. Like, some of it be off the wall, because they went on, like, The telling which I caught with Satara was, like, they went to, like, Jamaica, and they was vibing out. Like, one house of the shorties was vibing out. They weren't even with the drama. They were just like, hey, we in Jamaica, we vibing. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot going on in the other crib, but they was vibing out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how Sukiana got involved and everything, but she was there with her friend, and they were, like, coming in and out, because I guess she's still doing, like, shows and everything for, like, music. So, like, they was in there, you know what I'm saying? It was up when he got there. It was up when he got there. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It really don't be keeping my attention like that, but The one thing that did, like, that kept, the one thing I attached myself to in that show was, if y'all know, Krishan and Blueface, Krishan's sister's in that show. And that's like, that's where I kind of connected to the show, because it was like, they from Baltimore. They close to home. They close to Philly. So, like, it was like, oh, come on. Like, come on. Come on, B-more. Like, you was there. No, like, you watching just, I'm all in on B-more. She, first of all, she's probably the thoroughest joint there. Like, if you got a problem, we can handle it like 1v1. Otherwise, stop telling me. We ain't on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she straight up on some, like, B-more stuff. And I'm like, okay. B-more giving that. That's B-more. Philly can relate. Philly be here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was locked in on Krishan's sister. And then, like, yeah, man. Like, if you watch shows with your girl, you just gonna go through it. Because, like, you gonna get connected to it. Like, boys like to say they don't get connected, but what's your baddies? Yeah. Summertime of year. I'm talking about baddies. Because, like, that's what it is, yo. You, like, as a dude, you don't like watching them Jones. When you watch them with your girl, you have to connect to something. So my connection was, what's her name? Tsiki. That was my connection into the show. I'm like, all right, we here. We all in on B-Bo. She cooked that other show, and that was talking crazy at the reunion. I don't get it. But I was me and Zatera was locked in for, like, I want to say the last six to eight episodes. We was locked in on that job. I don't know if I'm gonna watch, depending on who on the new one, because I wasn't a fan of a couple of them shorties, and a couple of them were like reappearing. Like, the only one that's a reappearing John, I think, that I was a fan of was Scotty. That's the only one that's a reappearing John, I think. I would have to ask Zatera though. I'm not too sure. I think she here, actually. Stay! Yeah, I don't know. I think she here, but... yeah, that show, that was my connection into the show, though. It was kind of corny, though, when I found out Krishan got her sister jumped. So Terry tried to justify it, but I'm like... No justification for getting your sibling jumped. Ain't no way we justifying that. That's nasty. Who else was rumbling in that joint that I was like, dang, it's getting nasty in here. Now who else? Let me lay out who I was a fan of on the show. I was a fan of. Originally, because remember, we came in like six episodes, or like I want to say 10 episodes going back is when I jumped in. So originally I was a fan of Scotty seemed like a chill Joe, but then Satara would say she started getting kind of weird jumping in everybody's business. So I was like, ooh, why you doing that, Scotty? But I was still a fan. She was just like, just like, she got stand on business. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of girls there that was throwing their weight around. She had to stand on business at some point and just say, yo, everybody stay away from me, please. So I understood it. Well, Scotty was my homie. Who else? Anna. I don't know if it's Anna Mac or if it's Anna Mac. Anna. It's got to be Anna. Anna sounds right. Anna feels right. But she was thorough too. I'm like, all right. She had a little crazy moment sometime, but I'm like, they all a little wild. They all some street Jones. I'm like, all right. I'm cool. She was a vibe. She was a vibe out of all of them for me. I'm like, me and her can actually hang out. Be cool. You know what I'm saying? Three would be Tsiki, like I said, Baltimore. That's close to Philly. I got family in Baltimore, so like, you know what I'm saying? Whenever she stood on business, I was all in. I'm like, come on. We standing on business. We here for it. We stand on it. So, like, whenever she was starting to rumble, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go. She going to keep it B-more. I'm here with it. And then the last one I was a fan of, but then I'm like, oh, she is kind of nutty for this stuff. I had to defend her. I had to defend her against Cetera because Cetera was not letting her. She was not letting the slot. Sapphire. Sapphire was catching strays left and right when Suki got cooked and she ain't jumping that jump. I was like, oh, because when it was happening, I'm looking at it from a perspective of like, oh, all these girls been in this crib for months, like they all built friendships, blah, blah, blah. This is that, boom, boom, boom. I'm looking at it from that perspective, like, oh, they been vibing out. I'm like, yeah, that's a homie, but these are homies now too. Like, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna just go at her homies and then expect her to run with her homies? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I was taking it. But then I'm like, this going on and on, and Satira's laying the thick. She like, yo, nah. She brung this bitch in. She know the game. She knew what this was. She know they supposed to be rumbling. She brought her in there. And I'm like, oh, like, pump your brakes. Sapphire don't deserve this hate. She definitely deserved the hate, for sure. She definitely deserved the hate. So, for people who don't know, Sukiyana, if you don't know, is a rapper, first off, because I don't know people's music. Sukiyana's a rapper. She was brought in on the show for whatever reason. So, she's brought in on the show. She brings her best friend on the show. So, they do hold up. They come in together. They come in ganged up. It'd be like if I brought my brother in on the show with me. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a bunch of shorties in the house. I already explained the show, but it's a bunch of shorties in the house. They all party shorties. They all vibing out. They not scared of scrapping. For whatever reason. Well, honestly, I know the reason. I didn't like Sugiyana on the show. I felt like I respect it because like she like, that's just how I am. I just stand on business when I don't like what I say. But at the same time, it's like you kind of being in everybody's business. Come back off a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt about it. I'm like, just back off a little bit. Ain't your business. Like, nobody's asking you to be the savior or, like, speak up on their behalf and some stuff. Like, you just here because you're here now. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, she said that's how she just is. She just stand on business whenever she sees something. You know what I'm saying? Not going the way she thinks it should go. So, it's like, all right, cool. That's just how you are. Boom. So, she gets into it with somebody else. And, the shorty, what's the shorty name? The shorty that nobody like. She get into it. They in Jamaica, by the way. This is like right before the reunion. This is a trip away after the show. She get into it with the shorty that nobody like. What is the shorty name? Scarface. She's getting into it with the shorty that they call Scarface. Nobody like the shorty for that reason. But she's friends with some other shorty, some big Joe named. Named Rolly. She cool with the big John. Suki added with the shorty Scarface. And she like, you, I ain't rocking with you right now. I forget what happened in totality, but she like, yo, calm that shit down, y'all weird. Oh, yo, no. They was bullying this one John, and Suki stepped in. That's what I'm talking about. She jumping in. The squad was bullying this one John. Suki stepped in and was like, y'all need to stop the bullying. Y'all weird. So... So, the shorty Scarface, I guess, was like, fuck out of here. I'm going to do what I want to do. You ain't going to do nothing about it. So, her and Sugi going to like, you, stop bullying shorty. She like, make me, type shit. And then, the big Joe Rolly stepped in. She like, hey, leave my friend alone. I don't know why you coming in here popping that talk like you about to do something. You know you ain't doing nothing. She kind of threw a little line out there like, we saw your contract. You don't want these hands, Suk. You don't want these hands. We saw your contract. Bag. Type work. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a ooh. Because whole time I was watching the show, I didn't see. Like, Shatera told me that Sukiyana and her friend, like, helped get this smaller chick chain back from a bigger jaw. Not the big jaw we talking about right now, but another big jaw. They helped to kind of jump and got the chain back. So apart from hearing about that, I don't know Suki and her friend to get their hands dirty. I don't know them to scrap in this joint. I've never seen it. So I'm like, I'm taking what Rui's saying, like, to heart. I'm like, ooh, I ain't never seen him scrap. Maybe it's in the contract. She don't really get her knuckles up. You know what I'm saying? She don't really go down. She just did because the name is bringing it into the show. She a little bigger than the show, honestly, because I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I only know because it's a terror. I know Sugi just from, you know, being on the internet. So, like, maybe that's why she is. Just bring some names and she ain't really trying to get new hands dirty and all like that. So... So the big Joe Rowley say that, like, hey, you don't want the hands. You seen your contract. You don't want the hands. And I'm like, oh, so you better back up. She got about a couple hundred pounds. Back off. You know what I'm saying? So, end up, Suki and the big Joe going back and forth. And the Joe Scarface still kind of talking. And she threw water on Suki. Cut to the show that I was a fan of. Sapphire was just kind of chilling there, like, yo. She kind of was talking to Sugi like, yo, chill, y'all on some weird shit, like, why y'all talking like this, come on, we ain't even on that. She kind of was trying to be the peacemaker, and I'm like, in real time, I'm looking at it like, see, that's a friend right there. She don't want her to fight that big Joe and the other Joe. Like, cut it out, that's a real friend, back off. This is, because I'm thinking about it like a grown man, like, an adult, like, not here for the drama type shit, like, we not even on that. Like, you weird. Go ahead with that. That's what I'm into. But then, like, Satara kind of, like, was like, no, fuck that. Satara's damn near crying, I think. Like, on some, like, why the fuck would she even, like, even talk to her? She should have been swinging right on Shorty. And I'm like, where did that come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, where the energy? Like, I don't even know them to fight like that. You know what I mean? Like, what are we talking about? Satara, like, no, she know what they came to this show for. She know what she came to this show for. She should have been right at the shorty. Like, she shouldn't have let them go at her like that together. Like, and I'm just like, hold on. I thought they all was cool. I thought everybody was cool. And this just so happened to be a little spat going on. Little combo that was, you know, not going to a good place. It wasn't being positive. I think they just like, this is not happening. You know what I'm saying? Satara like, nah, fuck that. If staring a friend named Jay, if Jay was with me and these two girls start yelling at me, she better be right at him. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. You know what I'm saying? A little rowdy much, but okay, I understand it. The more she's there talking, I'm like, oh, shorty not thorough. You know what I'm saying? Like, shorty not thorough. Shorty ain't really throw hands with the shorty. They did throw water on her. How I missed that? You know what I'm saying? They threw water. Shorty was looking. She, no disrespect, but she was looking hard. She was looking hard in Jamaica. So it was like, a lot of stuff is just passing my cues that I'm just like, I wouldn't normally let slide. But I was letting them slide. So Tara pointed it out. Like, nah. She should have checked her jaw right there for even looking at Sugiyana the wrong way. And I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh, she trying to be a good Samaritan now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was pulling out all the stops. But then, like, I'm, like, looking at it, I'm like, oh, that's, she kind of not there for it. And then, like, for the rest of the show, I couldn't look at it the same. And she was, like, I saw her trying to get the respect back. And it was just sad because, like, her real chance, like, she tried to get her respect back. Sugiyana's friend I'm talking about, Sapphire. She tried to get her respect back later on in the show. Against this smaller shorty, and it was like, that ain't cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? The shorty that they was protecting in the beginning, that I told y'all about, where I heard about they tried to get the shorty chain back. Hey, she tried to go at the smaller shorty, and I'm like, that's, it would have been cool if y'all just started rumbling for whatever reason. But we saw her trying to go at shorty, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was like, oh, that ain't cool. And then, like, her next chance that she actually had, cut two, was to, like, the reunion. And, like, Yuya came out. The big shorty that was fighting with Sugi Ruli, she comes out with the other shorty that she cool with Scarface. For whatever reason, they come out. They attack whoever they want to. It's rumble time. Brawl breaks out. Everybody, like, 1-2, 1-2. The brawl breaks out. Everybody scrapping. And it's just mayhem. It's like, oh. They fighting over there. Shorty fighting over there. Shorty fighting here. Shorty fighting there. Tsukiyaki, my homeboy, just she out there giving a shorty all stiff break. You know what I'm saying? All Baltimore. She giving that Javante type, you know what I mean? All B-ball stuff. I'm like, oh, let's go. So it's all going to town. And then later on, Sugi and Sapphire come out. And I forget what happened, but Sapphire was right at the shorty, Scarface. For whatever reason, I honestly forget what happened. And I watched that more recent than I watched the Jamaican Jewel. She went right at her, but she lost. She lost. So it was like you finally had your thorough opportunity, and you lost clear as day. Now, to see he cooked the shorty Scarface, she cooked the big time. Baltimore cooked her, but Sapphire lost, and I was like, I'm like, no, you wasn't supposed to lose. Not that joint. You can't lose that joint. You can lose whatever other joint you want. Not that joint. Like, it's just the moment was too hot. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Maybe Shorty got a good grip. Maybe she got a good joint, and then it was downhill from there. But it was just like a not that joint, man. Don't lose that joint. Like, that's. You can't lose that pup, bro. But anyway, yeah, that show, that I ain't gonna lie to you, that show was like a it kept me entertained for a couple weeks. That was a date night joint that I'm like, I can do this every week. I can do this every week. It's usually hard for me to like split up my times and stuff, but like I'm like, I can submit myself to this. It's not bad. It's not a bad look. I thought the Braves was gonna call in on this joint. Let me see if they if they still down. If they still down, I'll keep this joint rolling, but otherwise, I'm gonna wrap this stuff up. Let me see what we doing tonight. Other than that gig I got tomorrow, I don't really got nothing planned this weekend, honestly. Well, I do gotta go see two houses with Satara tomorrow, so I work. Gotta see two houses with Satara. Then I got a gig until 12 at night. So my weekend's destroyed. Destroyed, if you will. Is it National Women's Day? Apparently it's National Women's Day. Nah, man. So they ain't hit me back yet. So I'm chugging it. I'm not really waiting around. I'm not. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. It was real. We got at least a 45 in. So you know what I'm saying. I'm out this joint. But Tony, good look for kicking and checking in. I don't know if this is you here the whole time or if it's somebody else here all the time or if it's me that lagged in and had to stay in there. But I already closed that web browser, so I don't know what it is. So I just left. Cool, Marco with Deuce. All right, yeah. So they not sliding in tonight, but it's cool. I said I'm supposed to do a podcast with Kev tomorrow, but now that I got all that stuff lined up, it ain't happening. Maybe I still record one with him at some point, and then I just release it next week. Maybe that goes. You know, maybe that goes to plan just like that, but maybe it doesn't. Usually doesn't. So thank y'all for listening to another episode of the EDC podcast. We are on every podcast platform. Audibly, we are on every podcast platform. Video wise, it is on YouTube, live here like this, and then it's released immediately after I am done recording. Like I said, I gotta edit a couple of videos after I get off of this podcast. But the audio is, I did record today. I know a lot of times I don't be recording, but I did record today, and the audio is gonna be available within like the next 30 minutes, maybe. But again, appreciate y'all for listening to another episode. I am outie.